I was out again yesterday because I'm a guy who can't stay out of the woods. It's my weakness. I get it. But I scored big yesterday. I'll tell you about it in a minute. This section of Michigan back roads brought to you by the Benzie County Visitors Bureau. Make it Benzie County. We are Northern Michigan. And joining me now, the guy who's been lost more than anybody ever, the travel writer, author, speaker, storyteller, and just a good guy who wanders around Michigan. He may look homeless, but that's just the disguise. Ron Rademacher, everybody. Ron, how are you?
Steve, it is so great to be back here in spite of that nearly incessant social media backlash you guys got. I know what's going on out there, and it's just great to be here. How are you doing?
I'm good. What backlash are you concerned about, Ron?
Mostly about the ineptness I have when it comes to mushrooms.
I understand. I scored big yesterday. I scored huge.
I knew it.
Not morels, no. but oysters.
Really?
Oysters, yeah, golden oysters.
Oh, you were in Florida.
No, they're here. Yeah. I was in Florida. They have mold in Florida, not mushrooms. Yowza. Go to Florida when it's 95 degrees and 95% humidity. Anyhow, Ron, what's going on? How are things? Where are we going?
Well, you know, let's talk about, let's give a nod, first of all, to June 6th, tomorrow, 75th anniversary of the landing at Normandy. My father was there, several of my uncles.
Your father?
My father landed at Normandy, yes, sir.
On which day, do you know?
I believe he came in on the second or third wave. I believe it may have been June 7th.
There you go. Fascinating. Did he tell you stories about it?
Very little. It was not one of his fondest memories. He mostly took me hunting and taught me how to set snares and fish and trap and set fires in the woods to camp.
Yeah.
That's how we spent our time. Yeah.
I understand.
Great stuff.
Good stuff. Your father, though. I mean, what a time, you know, to survive and to be able to come back. Anyhow, that's great. Where are we going today? 75th anniversary of D-Day tomorrow. Big deal.
Yep,
you know, not a lot of time
left. Let's talk about what's coming up down there in Albion as they continue their renaissance. And part of what's happening there has to do, actually, with the tradition of the Greatest Generation. Their French Market Day is coming up June 15th.
And what does that mean?
Well, they have a sister city over there in France. I will now slaughter the name of it. I believe it's pronounced Noisy-le-Roi.
Got it.
So, yeah, I didn't choke. I say it's their sister city in France. We have a lot of towns have sister cities in Europe because of the interaction during the Great War.
Sure.
And during World War II. So they're having their French Market Day June 15th. This is a big, big deal. They have not only the local produce, but the local brew pub grows up with a special draft called Noisy King, which is what Noisy Roi actually means. That means Noisy King.
Right.
Yeah, and so their sister city is that city in France, and they're going to have a big deal. It only goes from 9 to 2. There's dancing.
But the actual event is
music.
June 15th, just so people are clear on that. The actual event is June 15th, it says here in my notes.
Yes, right. The actual event is June 15th. And if you want to know more, there's three places you can get more information. You can go to the Albion Heritage Bed and Breakfast, Palmer House Bed and Breakfast, or the Albion Chamber of Commerce, all of which are linked from the Albion page on MichiganBackRoads.com. But this is a big event, and it goes on. It says from 9:02. I went there one time. This is their 20th year. I can tell you it goes way past 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Maybe they met 2 in the morning.
Well, I can tell you, I was still partying at 2 in the morning.
There you go. All right. We got a couple of minutes here. Where else are you going to take me?
You know, there's so much going on that this is one of the problems we have in Michigan. First of all, I have to talk about this. On Friday, Saturday, I'll be in NEMA for the Catch and Eat Smallmouth Bass Tournament.
Love it.
Just not to be missed. They catch them. They bring them in. We fillet them up, cook them up, spice them up. All you can eat. So I'm there as kitchen help, all right? They don't let me be one of the fishermen and I'm not allowed to fillet.
Right. And smallmouth, for those of you, it's not really a bass. It's a panfish, if you were going to be accurate about it. And it's a great eating fish. I'm all in.
Yeah, no, I'm glad you brought that up because it's not really a bass. It has great flavor. And so I'll be there on KP, one of my favorites. I can still remember how to do that.
Right.
Little shout out here to the listeners over at WJNL in Traverse City. I'll be in Traverse City tomorrow night doing my Michigan Rediscovered show. Don't want to miss that. That's free.
All right. Love the folks at JNL, affiliate, of course, of the Michigan Talk Network. Carry on.
You want to talk about what's going on in Bath? The wing shooting 101 class?
Oh, I like that. Go, go, go. Yes, yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, Rose Lake shooting range for ages 16 and up. You can learn how to shoot clay pigeons. You don't have to have the best equipment. You don't have to have the fancy outfits. You're going to come out, friendly atmosphere. They're going to teach you gun safety. They're going to teach you shooting on the wing. So as those pheasants and grouse come back,
right,
you can go out and have a great time.
Not just this weekend, several upcoming weekends, as well as at Rose Lake as part of the DNR. Great, great, great. All right, give me another one. Spin the dice.
June 8th and 9th, this coming weekend, free fishing everywhere. And all right, so you want another great one? How about the free hatchery tours at the Wolf Lake State Fish Hatchery? That goes on for several weekends, May through September. They have treasure hunting things on the trails. They teach the kids all about raising fish and how we maintain our fisheries. Another great program, and those are free.
You know, I don't care what they say, Ron. You're all right. You are a smart, informative, fun sort of fellow. So tell the folks one more time, because we're just about out of time. Where are you going to be where they can see you in person, shake your hand, see your books, buy your books, whatever. Just be get Rademachered.
NEMA, at the NEMA Inn for the Smallmouth Bass Tournament on Friday and Saturday. Then tomorrow night I'll be in Traverse City. And I have several more shows coming up this month. You can check out MichiganBackRoads.com or go to Facebook/MIBackRoads, and I will inflict my schedule on you there.
There you go, MichiganBackRoads.com, MichiganBackRoads.com. Say it one more time, boys and girls, MichiganBackRoads.
MichiganBackRoads.com, brother.
Well done, Ron Rademacher. He's out the door. Thank you, Ron, as always.
Thank you, Steve. See you.
Brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. It's the Steve Gruber Show. I think